So unfortunately, you're right, 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. with dementia and people sundowning, there are more increase in falls, but also other issues do occur, CHF and all that. We can't deny them the care. I think the neighborhood has not been impacted. I know the neighborhood has not been impacted negatively, and it won't be. Giving us the honor of adding the 54 more beds. I respect where everyone is coming from, and I feel very badly if it's affected that nice lady's life, you know, and all that, but also our residents every day, they don't come out. So we're just asking them to have a good quality of life too without hurting any of the neighbors or the neighborhood. They don't use the services. They just want to have a good quality of life. Hopefully they have 20, 30 years, but some have two or three, and they deserve that as well. They are equally as important. Just because they're older and they're in a personal care home does not diminish the fact that once they were homeowners, once they were people being more contributing to the community, but should not take away their need and desire and our desire to give them a good quality of life. I am fine with saying as the legal entity that we will never come before you again to expand beyond the 54. We want to be good neighbors, but we also, yes, want to satisfy the market, which means satisfying the elderly. It's not about just making the money. I am personally on call numerous nights, and we've sat with numerous people who have no families, and we care for them. So if at a time a staff member goes out to smoke a cigarette or have a chip bag, my maintenance guys are in the next day also cleaning up. If I have to add an extra garbage can, I will do that. But it is hard if you have ever cared for someone elderly, whether you're a caregiver as a family member or whether you're a caregiver in a facility. If smoking that cigar, having that extra soda is going to help you, I think that's a great thing. It's better than all the other things that people can do with abuse of alcohol or opiates. My team comes in every morning. They're in. Mike is there from around 6:37. He walks the entire perimeter, make sure everything is clear, everything is clean, and there is nothing left out there. So 54 residents in their rooms, in their building, are not going to change anything for the neighborhood. And that I can promise you. In regards, again, to the stormwater, I don't handle that, but we will do whatever we can to address that. I only request and ask that you give the other 54 residents that we're asking the honor and privilege of living their last years in a neighborhood which is very nice, and they should deserve that.
Thank you. Closing it all, Mr. Gentleman.